Hey, person, welcome back.
Sorry, I got the incorrect information. I got someone sent me something for the 1st of May. So I struggled to connect. I'm humbly apologizing for this situation. Could we see which members are now able to connect?
I'm in long time, Jay.
Honorable members, we do not have a quorum. The whip of the committee, Honorable Mapatso, we do not have a quorum. Honorable Mapatso, are you there? Honorable Mapatswe, are you there? We do not have a quorum. Can the whip please assist me with getting us a quorum? Honorable members, I need 6 members. Honorable Mapatso, could I have another member, please? Honorable members, we have a quorum now. We can start. I apologize sincerely to honorable members that we could not take the questions and answers. I was really messed up with time, and I think the staff, I will get an explanation from the staff on what went wrong because this was really unacceptable. I really do not like to be working in such a situation. We were told that the meeting would start from 9 o'clock and we would be done by 10:30, and that this meeting would start at 10:30. I find this totally unacceptable because we have budgets to pass today, and we know we only have today. We do not have tomorrow. We do not have Friday. We are going on our oversight visit. The way in which things are being arranged, it's very, very unacceptable. And I will accept with members if members do have those concerns. Honorable members, could I start immediately with a budget of SAPS? Do you have any inputs now? Could I start with the report of SAPS? Honorable members, there we have the draft report on the Portfolio Committee on Police on the budget vote 19, the annual performance plan of the Department of Police set. Could we have the speaker, please? Could you enlarge it, please? We have page one. Do you have any comments? Page two. Could we go to page three? Page four. Do we have comments on page four, page five, page six? Page seven, page eight? Do we have comments on page nine? Page 10, 11, page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16, Seventeen, 18, 19, 20, 21, you may go to 22, 23. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. 30, 31. This presentation on the screen is very small. Could you increase the presentation, please? The size of this presentation is very small. I'm waiting. We were on page 31. Will we go to page 32? We move to page 33. Page 34. Page 35. Page 36. Page 37. Is that the last? Could I go back, please? Could I go back? The recommendations. The committee recommends that the SAPS review the compensation on employees' budget targets with respect to the retaining the emphasis on core service delivery areas such as visible policing where there is a great decline in the budget. The committee emphasized that the management structure is top heavy and that the budget should be cut in this area. Do we agree?
Yes, Chairperson, we agree.
Thank you. Two, the committee recommends that the SAPS provide a report on the implementation of the Auditor General South Africa recommendations and that the role that the internal audit plays with respect to the implementation of the Auditor General South Africa recommendations. The committee expects the SAPS to have no repeat qualification in the new Auditor General South Africa recommendation. Do we agree?
Yes, Chair.
Agreed, Chairperson.
The committee recommends that the SAPS makes available a report on the compliance with all financial disclosures of all SMS members. The report should include the sanctions against those who have not complied. The committee recommends that the SAPS briefs the committee with respect to the restructuring process and promotions announced in the committee budget hearings. The required information on the changes must be brought to the committee for consideration, and the committee calls on the National Commissioner to make available all the necessary information. Point five, the committee recommends that the SAPS speed up the infrastructure program to establish new police stations and that the SAPS considers the request for police stations in Bethelsdorp, Makampastad and Gamokwa community. Gamokwa. The committee recommends that the SAPS implements an alternative technology solution to the expired firearm permit system in collaboration with CETA and implement it as soon as possible to end the long waiting periods for applicants for firearm licenses and renewals. Seven. The committee recommends that the SAPS capacitates the Central Firearm Registry with the necessary personnel as soon as possible to reduce backlogs and to strengthen the Central Firearm Registry. The committee further recommends that all license and renewal applications 2 years and over be given priority by the Central Firearm Registry. The committee's eight recommends that the SAPS considers implementing a shift system at the Central Firearm Registry. The committee recommends that SAPS provides a comprehensive report on the state of all SAPS training academies around the country. The report should include a breakdown of staff and qualifications, accredited training courses, staff intake members, budgets, maintenance, and graduate numbers. That's number nine. Number 10, the committee recommends that the SAPS provide a report on the reservists that were recruited into the SAPS personnel structure without having completed their training courses. The report should indicate what training modules have not been completed and what plans are for completing such training. 11, the committee recommends that the SAPS reconsider shifting targets from core service delivery, such as visible policing programs, in order to deliver maximum service to victims of crime. 12, the committee recommends that the SAPS provide a comprehensive report on the capacity of the forensic science laboratories, including the backlog in analysis and why the gender-based violence cases are not being processed. Further, the department must report on the project plans to reduce the backlogs at the forensic science laboratory. 13, the committee recommends that the SAPS provide a briefing on the new policing approaches to the reservist police forces, particularly for Royal Reservists, tourists, reservists and community in blue. The SAP should provide the policy details to the committee and indicate where it fits in with the national strategic plan. In conclusion, the SAPs are experiencing severe challenges during the COVID-19 pandemic, and the leadership of SACS has to use all available resources in the budget to ensure that crime, especially violent crime, is reduced. The committee is grateful for the interaction with the minister, the deputy minister, and the national commissioner and his team. The committee will continue to monitor the SAPS implementation of the annual performance plan and strategic plan together with its budget spending. The Portfolio Committee on Police supports the budget of the Department of Police for 2021-2022 and recommends that the budget vote 28 be adopted. The report to be considered. Honorable Shembeni, do you reserve your rights?
That's correct, Chairperson.
Honorable Tablanche, do you reserve your rights?
Yes, ma'am.
Can it so be recorded?
Yes,
the report to be considered.
Honorable Chair.
Yes.
I missed this. Bullet point number four.
Number four, we go back to bullet point number four.
Yes, ma'am. I think Chairperson here, when we were discussing there, and I think that is what we saw in the media, that the commissioner announced the promotions, and I don't think it's a the way it was captured that he was only speaking about the restructuring and people who are in those positions, but the entire promotions that so-and-so has been promoted to this position, so-and-so to this position, it was not mentioned by the commissioner, Chair. And I think it will be not be correct for us to say he announced the promotion in the committee. But it was where there were restructuring, like in the detectives and laboratories, I mean forensic, that they were combined into one. And the person who was in forensic was moved to visible policing, if I still remember well, Chair. So my issue...
Honorable Mapatse, Dr. McInnes, can you respond, please?
Yes, Honorable Chair. Chair, the Commissioner did announce a restructuring process because there was a question that was raised by, I think it was Dr. Groenewald on this, and he raised this, and then the Commissioner offered to make a presentation to the committee on it, because that's normally the protocol. But he certainly did announce the four people that he announced, in the committee and the merging. So in that respect, Mr. Mapatswe is correct, but he did raise the issue of the restructuring, and that is why the question by, I think, Dr. Groenewald was raised about the procedure for making such announcements. But if the committee wants me to take it out, I'll take it out, Chair.
Chairperson, may I say something?
Sorry, honourable members. Yes, honourable Tablanche.
Chairperson, I agree with Dr. Kiddens. He made such an announcement, the national commissioner. But now I'm going to say something just outside, just for our knowledge, and I'm obviously not saying for one moment it must be included. We must just remember it doesn't form part of the report. Chairperson, the regulations that were sort of, you know, announced in 2018, some of them are in conflict with the Constitution, but this is not important for this report. It's just something that we need to remember going forward. Thank you.
Honorable Tablanche, you are correct. I think that after the budget process, we'll ask the National Commissioner and the Minister to explain. Does that assist you, Honorable Mapatsu and Honorable Tablanche?
Yeah, so
thank you, Chairperson.
But I'm saying, Chair, we remove the promotions, isn't it?
We can remove that?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Do we have proposals for adoption?
I move, Chair, for adoption.
Honorable Mapatsu moves. Who seconds?
Seconded, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Faku and Molekwa. We do have 6 ANC members, so that assists us. The budget is then adopted. Thank you very much, honorable members. We have Shembeni. Do you still want to add? But your right has been recorded.
No, there's nothing that I'm going to add. I was just checking, Chair, on that issue of number 4. I don't know whether I read it correctly.
Can we go back to number 4, please?
Yes.
Can we go back to number 4?
It says the committee recommends that the SAPS briefs the committee with respect to the restructuring process and promotions announced in the committee budget hearing. The required information on the changes must be brought to the committee for consideration, and committee calls on the national commissioner to make available all the necessary information, meaning that we have not yet got all the information that is required, isn't it?
Yes.
So
Honorable Faku?
That's why I was checking that here. This says that the commissioner is still going to give us the briefing or whatever that is required, the information about these promotions that he's talking about here. Other than those ones of the DNA office or the FSL, that one were totally different. I think here they are talking about something else, of which I don't know whether they're talking, because there are a lot of promotions, a lot of restructurings of the national, of the provincial commissioners and so on. But I don't understand here which ones are they talking about.
Let me take Honorable Faku and then we come back to the chair.
Chair, greetings, honorable members. No, I think Chair number 4 is very clear. If Honorable Chairman reads it carefully, and it says that the committee recommends that staff brief the committee with respect to the restructuring process and promotions announced in the committee. So those are the briefings that we are going to get from staff.
Yes,
when they came for the budget hearing. So those are the, that is what we are going to hear from them. I just wanted to clear that. Thanks, Jeff.
So we don't have to remove these things here because we are waiting for the information still.
Honorable Shembeni, Honorable Faku, and you are correct.
Yes.
You remember that was not a presentation made to us.
Yes.
The National Commissioner just mentioned some names because of our oversight visits, and we would then get to Gauteng and find that there is another commissioner.
Yes.
But we did not get a full formal presentation. He just gave us a briefing, but there was no presentation. So it will come back to the committee for which we do not approve, but they must make available all the necessary information for our consideration, not for our approval.
Yes.
Honorable de Blanche, am I correct?
I do agree with you, Chairperson.
And when they come back, Honorable de Blanche, then we have to look at the legality of the Act and the legality of the regulation speaking to the Act.
Very true, Chairperson. I still reserve my rights here.
No, you reserve your rights. You and Honorable Shembeni reserve your rights. The ANC has 6 members, we say, we approve, but as the chair, I'm saying, we must have an item on the agenda where this matter of senior managers be discussed.
Yes.
And the manner in which they inform us. Honorable Shembeni?
Chair? Okay.
Honorable Mapatsu?
Yes, Chair. I've raised my hand. Chair.
Sorry, Honorable Mapatsu?
Yes, Chair, Honorable Chair,
yes.
You see, the way I read it, this bullet point, it says the committee recommends, yes, that the staff brief the committee with respect to the restructuring process, which we agree. But it goes further and says, and promotions announced in the committee budget.
Honorable Mapatswe, we said promotions must come out.
Okay.
No, you remember? When it's corrected, then promotions, can you take out promotions, please?
Okay, we will do that. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
Are you happy now?
I'm happy, Chair.
All right. So the mover for adoption and the seconder now stands. Could we move,
Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Faku and Mapatswe. Could we move to the next one? What do you have next? The strategic plan on the independent police investigative directive, IPED. You may go. We're looking at page 1. Next, page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5, page 6, 7, page 8, busy with page 9, page 10, Twelve, thirteen, fourteen, 15, 16, 17, 18, observations made, 19, the recommendations. The committee made the following recommendations. The committee welcomes the appointment of the executive director of the IPED and notes that the department is showing some progress. However, the committee has asked the executive authority for a comprehensive report on why the process of appointment has taken almost 2 years. The committee recommends that the executive authority provides the report to the committee within 3 weeks after adoption of this report. Can we ask for this report? It is outstanding now since the time that the executive director was appointed. The 3 weeks from today, could I have that report so that we can give it to honorable members, please? The committee recommends that in view of budget cuts, the IPED realigns its budget priorities to strengthen its core service delivery program, investigation and information management program. 5.3, the committee recommends that the IPED management strengthen internal control systems and implement the Auditor General's recommendations with the support of the internal unit. The committee recommends that the IPED reviews its decreased target indicators in Program 2. 5, the committee recommends that the IPED develop an action plan on addressing investigation backlog as a result of outstanding toxicology and post-mortem reports. 6, the committee recommends that the IPED reviews all its low APP targets. 7, committee recommends that the IPED provides a report on the outstanding investigations in Pretoria Central, Johannesburg Central and Port Shepston. The committee recommends that the IPED consider other government funding sources to recover the areas where funding shortfalls exist. Honorable members, I propose that whenever we have meetings with these units, that we put up these recommendations and that we see how far they've come. We cannot have the same recommendations year in and year out. In conclusion, the committee notes that there are serious capacity challenges with respect to budget cuts in the national budget and that this has impacted on IPED. The COVID-19 pandemic has affected the ability of all government departments to deliver services in the face of risks associated with the... Can you scroll up, please? With the pandemic, all communities across the country require a guarantee that where there is police criminality, the IPED will investigate without fear or favor. That guarantee must be unconditional and the IPED must find ways and means to deliver on its mandate. The IPED cannot be allowed to fail when it comes to oversight over the police. The Portfolio Committee on Police will support all efforts by the IPED to find the necessary resources to implement its mandate. The Portfolio Committee on Police supports the budget of IPED for 21-22. And recommends that the budget vote 24 be adopted. I present to the committee. Honorable De Blanche, do you reserve your rights?
Yes, Chairperson, I do. Thank you.
Honorable Shembeni, you reserve your rights?
Yes, Chair, I reserved my rights. But if you can quickly go to that 5.7.
5.7, please. The committee recommends that the IPED provides a report on the outstanding investigations in Pretoria Central, Johannesburg Central and Port Shepstone.
These are the cases that I have sent to give us a report.
Yes.
Why I specifically mentioned those cases, Chair? These cases involve senior management of the SAPS. I don't know what is happening. Why is IPT dragging their feet to investigate these cases? It's very, very, very much crucial that we get exactly what is happening there. I would like the chairperson to make a follow-up on that so that you first get the report, so that they send the report to us, all of us down here in the committee, to see what is happening there. It's very, very, very much crucial. Thank you very much.
Honorable Shembeni, do you understand why I said that when these units, when they appear before us, we must put up these recommendations and they must respond to us on each recommendation? We cannot every day receive presentations, and then our recommendations are not responded to. You agree?
Yes, that's why I say they must respond to this.
Yes, if they do not respond in writing, when they appear before the committee, we'll put up these recommendations and they'll have to report on them one by one.
Thank you, Chair. And unfortunately, okay, these other things, it's going to be new to me. I don't know whether I heard properly that this Mr. Soko, something like that, is back with the IPT, or either I got it wrong. But I did not see anything talking about him being back in the IPT. I'm very sorry. I think this is a new information that I'm talking about. It's not part of this, but I've seen that. Maybe the chairperson has got something, any information about that?
Can we rather have it that we be informed formally?
Okay.
Yes. I think we need a formal, they must just inform me, you get it. They must write to me.
Yes.
I will ask them to write to me and then I will announce it in the next committee meeting. Do you agree?
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I present the IPED budget to you. Do I have a proposal for adoption?
A FAKU proposal adoption, Chair.
FAKU I just proposal. Want to... Yes.
After the second, can you give me time to speak, Chair, terms on this matter?
Yes. Honorable de Blanche, you still have your hand up?
Chairperson, thank you. Yeah, I also want to mention something outside of this report. You can finalize your...
Can I finalize it and then I come back to you?
Thank you, Chairperson.
I mean, FAKU.
Second, Chair.
Mapatwe seconds. Could I now give an opportunity to Honorable FAKU and then Honorable de Blanche?
No, Chair. One thing that I wanted to say, that you are saying that we must have these recommendations put up. I think what we need to do as a committee to see that really we play our oversight role. Let us have a diagram, like a table, where we are going to put all this outstanding issue on that table. And then every time the police or IPT or whoever, CIRAB, Chris, you know, whoever comes, what we do, they must report before they do any presentation. We touch on that table and they tell us, Bana, how far are they with those processes? Otherwise, we would not see where we are going if we don't have something like a matrix that will give us really to say that you've said the IP bill will be approved by this or this thing, so that we understand really we're moving or not, Chair. Thank you very much.
Honorable FAKU, thank you. You are explaining and you are elaborating on what I am proposing. The first thing is we cannot every time receive presentations and new presentations. Mm. When our decisions are not reported on and not implemented, all these discussions and requests that you serve to me or to the committee, I follow it up by sending letters to the minister and to the National Commissioner. Sometimes I have to write up to 4 or 5 letters before I get the response. So I agree with Honorable Faku. Can we put it with time frames? If it says 3 weeks, we monitor it. We say it was decided on this day. This is the day in which you were supposed to respond, and it is still outstanding or it is completed. If not, we have 2 years left. We'll come back and find that all the decisions we took have not been implemented. The IPED amendment bill was agreed upon, and we have no progress on the IPED amendment bill. Instead, we had some advocate telling us it's not been prioritized when it was a priority of the committee. I will now take Honorable de Blanche.
Chairperson, thank you. I just want to draw your attention to an email that was sent to the committee, and we should have got it this morning. I got it on my computer this morning. It's from a certain person, M. De Haas. It's from KwaZulu-Natal somewhere, complaining about the office there. And she's even calling us bad names now because we are also not, according to her now, not responding and not, you know, doing our oversight properly. I just want to draw your attention to that, and maybe the staff can look afterwards at that. I don't want to be called ugly names, and obviously not this committee also, because I'm part of this. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable de Blanche, for bringing that to my attention. Honorable de Blanche, could you just forward it to Dr. Kinnis? I have made a point of it that staff members must respond to letters. And I have an indication that our staff members do not respond to all the letters. Many times, and I'm going to start naming the staff members who do not respond to letters. Today, I have really been seeing that I've been very tolerant and very patient with everybody. It is not often that I become annoyed or irritated or angry, but really, I'm losing my patience. And I'm a very patient person. If letters are not responded to, honorable members, the chief whip calls us to a chairperson's meeting, and she singles us out as chairpersons who do not respond to correspondence. I'm going to start singling out our staff members who do not respond to correspondence. Honorable Mapatse?
No, Chair. I think with your summary, I'm fine that we are going to make sure that these things are followed up, because you can't take recommendations and then we don't monitor whether they're implemented or not. Just that's what I wanted to say, including what the other honorable members have said, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mapatsu. I think that it is time that this committee puts its foot down and that they realize that we cannot be taken for granted. I call on Honorable Moss.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I wondered, you must clarify this issue that you said the last time in the portfolio committee, that if there is some things that we want to get answers on, that we mustn't write strictly letters to the departments. We must send the letters to you, and then your office will deal with that. Is it still standing?
Honorable Moss, all we are asking is that you CC, you copy the letter to me. You understand? Because a number of members have written directly to the department and they do not receive responses. Then we have no record of the committee's requests to the department. So please, if you write to the department, can you please CC it to us? As the chair of the committee, I have to ensure that they do respond to me. It means then they must respond to me and they must respond to you. And we are guaranteed that our communication is streamlined. Because the members are complaining to me that they don't get responses. Do you understand, Honorable Moss?
Yes, Jefferson. Yes.
Honorable Martin, it's just because of the number of letters which I receive from the honorable members to complain that SAPS has not responded to them. So for all of us to save time, can we make a list of all these decisions we have taken? We are also going to start making a list of all the letters we have sent them that they have not responded to. We're going to do that. Because really, we cannot chase after responses. We need a list of all these things that they have not done. And when they come to us, they are not going to do presentations. We are first going to put our own presentations to them and they will respond. Do you agree, honorable members?
Agree, Chairperson.
Agree, Chair. Thank you very much. Honorable Faku, you are happy with that approach?
Very happy, Chair.
Honorable Tablanche, you still have your hand up?
Yes, Chairperson. Chairperson, may I just ask the issue of the questions? Does it also, is it also in connection with service delivery issues? Because really, you know, we are getting such a lot of complaints from people, and I mean, you know, about service delivery issues. And I mean, you know, we have a people's parliament, we have a police service, you know, servicing the public. The public can ask the police direct questions, and I can just imagine that that is obviously also applicable to us in our oversight role as a person. Because if I need to send all the stuff through that we are getting about service delivery issues and what I'm asking the police then, Chairperson, then you will have to appoint some additional people in your office to deal with us, because really we are quite busy with that. Thank you.
Honorable Tablanche, are you satisfied that you are receiving responses to your requests?
Not all of them in time, Chairperson, but I'm getting responses. You know, I do get responses, but sometimes it takes very, very long, and sometimes, you know, then I just go to the National Commissioner himself and I get a response. Thank you.
All right, can we discuss this matter of correspondence again? Because I've received a number of complaints. Shaky Mum, so there's an unequal manner in which SAPS is responding to correspondence. Could I then say that when we meet with the National Commissioner and the Minister and the Deputy Minister, that we sort out this matter of correspondence? Because I promise you, there's a number of members who contact me regularly to complain about the lack of responses. So, honorable members, could we then move to the next budget? I would once more like to express my complete unhappiness, and I really do not approve what the staff has done today. What the staff do not understand is we cannot run through budgets like this. They are expecting me to finish by 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock I have to go physically to the house. So how do you now expect me to get through all these budgets? You expect me to run through this? It's totally unacceptable. You want these budgets passed. You send me messages to say I must pass these budgets. But you are not giving us enough time. Today has been one of the worst days in my life. I've never worked like this. Could we have the next one? Is the report of the Civilian Secretariat for Police Services. Page 1. If we have to read through these budgets, we would never finish them. Page 2. We're going to page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, 12, 13, page 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, Could we go back, please? 21 and 22. We can now go to the recommendations. The committee made several recommendations to the CSPS during the 2021 budget hearings. These included the following. The committee recommends that the CSPS develop an action plan to assist the SAPS management to increase public trust in the police. The committee recommends that the secretariat should finalize the support to the community police forums and provide a report on the relationship between SAPS and CPFs nationally. The report should also provide details on the level of criminality associated with CPF members. The committee recommends that the civilian secretariat implements the review of internal and external accountability mechanisms, the SAPS, and makes the report available to the Minister of Police, the National Commissioner, and the Portfolio Committee on Police. The committee recommends that the civilian secretariat reviews its communication strategy on its operations and process public complaints. The CSPS must submit a written copy of its revised legislative schedule with respect to the SAPS Amendment Bill, the IPIT Amendment Bill, and the Firearms Control Amendment Bill. The CSPS must provide the committee with a report on the progress of the migration of the civilian secretariat for police to the Department of Police and the implication of this change. The report should be provided by the end of June 2021. Again, there's a number of recommendations. June 2021, we want this done. The committee recommends that the civilian secretariat provide a list of policies that will be developed together with already developed policies and make it available to the committee by no later than June 2021. The committee also recommends, The committee also recommends that the civilian secretariat provides the specific areas where the two white papers will feed into the proposed SAPS Amendment Bill. 8, the committee recommends that the CSPS should provide the committee with an updated legislative schedule submitted to the Office of the Leader of Government Business in the National Assembly by no later than June 2021. The committee expects the department to prioritize the SAPS Amendment Bill. The committee, committee members, when I spoke to the Honorable Whitfield Whitfield yesterday, I also acknowledged, and it has slipped through my priority list, but at some stage we had spoken in the committee, and we asked the civilian secretariat, we asked them to focus on the DNA Do you remember the DNA amendment bill? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Honorable Mapatsi, do you remember that?
Yes.
And it just fell, you see, if we do not keep it on the agenda, all these things are falling off the agenda. It's like we say something, but it then just gets missed out somewhere. And then when the civilian secretariat gives us their priorities, then we are told that that this is not their priority. We, Honorable Whitfield, since the beginning of the sixth parliament, I can really remember this. Honorable Whitfield spoke about the DNA amendment bill. Can we please put that on our list of outstanding matters, please? It's not part of the budget report. It must be part of our outstanding matters, please.
Chair?
Yes? Honorable Parker?
I also want to add, Chair, when you were reading about the CPF, we still have an outstanding matter with the National Commission. I think that must be also flagged in that report. Because remember, with CPF, who came to us as a committee, who told us as a committee about their struggles and the recommendation with regards to the stipend. The National Commissioner has not yet come back to us and fully explained that point. I think we need to have that briefing so that we can move on. We can't really now on just doing things, and sometimes we miss them because there's a lot of things. I would request that we also reflect that issue. Thank you. And I support your proposal, Chair, about the amendment group for forensic.
Sorry, I lost Faku. Faku, are you done?
Yes, Chair, did you hear me?
Yes.
No, I was saying I'm also supporting your proposal about the bill.
Thank you, Honorable Faku. We'll put all these outstanding matters on a list. Honorable Faku, you see, we are all going to do constituency work. And we are going to local government elections. And we still do not have a response on the CPF. Honorable Mapatswe, you had your hand up?
Yes, so you see, in fact, just to repeat one and the same thing that we as a committee, I think it's good that we are raising this thing. Because for a long time, you know, we have been, it's like babysitting the SARS, you know. Our role is to play an oversight. And we said we must play our oversight without fear or favor. So when we prioritize issues, these are the issues that we are going to benchmark our performance, whether this thing has been done or not. So if they have not been done, then we must get responses why these things are not being done. That's why I'm agreeing, in fact, with everything that is said, that, in fact, regularly we must get an update report on what we have decided on. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Could I now conclude? The last one, I must go to 9. The committee recommends that the secretariat explores ways and means to implement its oversight mandate more tightly over SAPS. 10, the committee recommends that the secretariat improves cooperation with the DPCI judge. 11, the committee recommends that the secretariat investigates compliance with the SAPS promotion policy and provide the committee with a report by end of July 2021. In conclusion,
Comrade Chair, Honorable Chair, I think we're saying by end of July, And I think, if I'm correct, Honorable Terre Planche raised an issue of this promotion policy. I don't know whether I've captured him correct, Honorable Terre Planche, on this bullet point number 11, whether you are referring to it or not.
Let me just check WIP. Secretary of Industry Compliance for the SEF. Yeah, it is included there. This is a very wide 111. So yeah, if we want to, we can just add that, you know, the regulations in terms of the act, the covering promotions, that we need to specifically, you know, check that out. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Could I do the conclusion now?
Yes, Chair.
The Portfolio Committee on Police has considered the budget, APP and strategic plan of the Civilian Secretariat for Police during the effects of the pandemic. The Civilian Secretariat has, at the time of the budget hearings, had a total of 13 employees that has been infected with COVID-19. The department, like all other government departments, had to review its operation as a result and make contingency plans to combat the pandemic. The committee was pleased with its engagement with the department and encouraged it to strengthen community partnerships with police, particularly community police forums. The committee looks forward to a greater commitment on the part of the Civilian Secretariat to table the committee priorities in terms of legislation. We support Budget Vote 21 of the Civilian Secretariat and recommend the budget to be adopted. Honorable Tablanche?
Reserve my rights, Chairperson.
Reserve his rights. Honorable Shembeni?
The same column, reserve my comments.
Reserve? Honorable Faku, your hand is still up. Do you propose adoption?
Yes, Chair.
Propose adoption. Do I have a second?
A second, Chair.
Seconded by Mapatswe. Could we go to the next budget, please?
Is there another budget?
Honorable Mapatswe, could you just chair for me? I just need a comfort break, please.
Which one are we dealing with?
We must now deal with CIRA. You remember, this is not our government budget, but the committee must approve the annual performance plans. And so if you can just take us through it, please, eh?
Okay.
I will indicate to you when I'm back.
All right, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you. My apologies.
Okay. Okay. There you are, honorable members. The draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Police is on police. On the 21 budget annual performance plans and 20 strategic plan of the private security industry regulatory authority. Page one. Two. Three. Four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, where are you? Okay, 16. There are observations there on 17. Okay, 18. Where are recommendations? Number 8 is recommendations. The committee made the following recommendations during the 2021-22 budget hearing. One is that the committee recommends that the authority should explore other methods that can be used together with self-assessment. Two, the committee recommends that the authority should improve their awareness campaign so that the public can understand their roles and functions. Three, the committee recommends that the authority should empower and capacitate their own employees to do the work instead of using the external consultancy. Four, the committee recommends that the authority should fast track the training of cybercrime. Five, the committee recommends that the authority should improve working relations with Central Firearms Registry for the purpose of cooperation and good service delivery. Six, the committee recommends that the authority should strengthen the regulations of firearms, especially in terms of the types of the firearms that can be used by private security providers. And lastly, seven. The committee recommends that the authority should ensure that South African citizens are given preferential employment opportunities in the security industry in order to bridge the gap of high unemployment rate in the country. Is there any conclusions? The conclusions is that the committee welcomes the authority report and express appreciation for its continuous outstanding performance. The committee further appreciated the authority for receiving unqualified audit opinion in their previous financial year. The committee encouraged the authority to continue to uphold high standards of performance and should not drop the ball. The authority should focus on the areas that were raised by the committee in order to resolve all the outstanding matters. There's a report, Honorable Tara Branch, you reserve.
Yes, thank you, Honorable Webb, thank you.
Honorable Chembene.
Yes, Honorable Chair, I reserve my right to comment.
Okay. Can we get the mover?
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the report of the budget, of the performance plan.
That's Honorable Peacock. Any second?
I second, Chair. Linda Moss.
Oh, Linda Moss second. Then therefore we move the report adopted. Is there any report that... Thank you. Are you back, Chairperson?
I'm back, Honorable Mapatswe. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
To the Honorable Members, I would just like us, if I know that we only have 6 minutes left of our meeting. It's important that we just get a briefing on the oversight visit for Saturday. Babawa, where is Mr. Lobby?
Let me text her if she's in.
She has never been attending any meetings. Could I have a report on the number of meetings Mr. Lobby attended, the number of apologies he sent, and the number of meetings he did not apologize for? Mr. Lobby never attends these meetings. I want a formal report. Could the staff please give me a formal report so that I can write to Mr. Lobby's superior? I will formally write a report on Mr. Lobby, please. Who is going to give us an update on the oversight visit?
Chairperson.
Yes, Dr. Kinnis.
We are all set for visiting the Central Firearms Registry on Saturday morning, and the afternoon it will be the Forensic Science Laboratory. We'll have a complete briefing at the Central Firearms Registry, and the members would probably have to go through the Central Firearms Registry. We've also asked the Firearms Appeal Board to brief the committee while we're there. And then we've asked, as you suggested, that we get the Civilian Secretariat, Secretary of Police, to also be present in that meeting to find out exactly what they're doing. And he's been asked to do that debriefing at the end with the committee members. We then leave the Central Firearms Registry. The meeting there will start at 9. We leave the Central Firearms Registry and we go to the Forensic Science Laboratory. We will have a briefing there with the National Commissioner to speak about the problems at the Central Firearms Registry. And the reason why we're probably going to be doing that, Chair, is we can't have used that boardroom to have too many people at the Central Firearms Registry. They have a very small boardroom. So I've raised the possibility with the SAPs that if the Forensic Science Laboratories have a better and bigger boardroom to accommodate the COVID-19 protocols, that we have lunch there, and that lunch will be a working lunch with the National Commissioner so that the committee can interact with them. And after the visit to the Forensic Science Laboratory, we then call the oversight visit to conclusion. We will not be able to, on Saturday, still have additional time to visit police stations in the area as we normally do. So that is the report, and the delegates can and members can travel back home. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kinnis. Could I please get an indication from all members if you now have your travel arrangements and travel documents, and if you have your accommodation?
I've not received any.
Not any.
Yeah.
I didn't receive nothing, Chair.
Honorable members, do you understand why I'm looking for Mr. Lobby and why I'm so irritated? Today it's Wednesday. We don't know when we're traveling. Honorable members, could I have an indication who has been contacted by Mr. Lobby?
Chairperson,
I was the contacted chairperson.
You contacted
Honorable Moss.
Yeah, 2 weeks of 3 weeks back. Of 2 weeks back, yeah, you have contacted me.
But has your flight details been confirmed?
Not yet, a chairperson.
I'm asking, do you have your flight details and your accommodation?
Nothing, Chair. I don't have it.
Honorable Sir Blanche, do you have your flight details and your accommodation?
Chairperson, I only got my flight details from him when I phoned him personally. I sent a message to him. So I phoned him. I used to be a general in the police. I'm organized police. Anyway.
Honorable Sir Blanche, also tell them that you first called me.
Honorable Sarah Blanche. Job
hey,
done.
He was a general, but he also called me. Please tell them.
I will always do that, Chairperson. You know, I've been trying to do this stuff.
Good. I won't be able to attend.
Your apologies are accepted, Honorable Faku. Honorable Mapatso, do you have your travel arrangements? You are in Gauteng.
I'm in Gauteng, Chair. I said I will use my car. It's not a problem, Chair.
So you just have the venue.
Sorry?
You just need the venues. You've got them.
Yeah, I just need the accommodation because from here to Pretoria, Chair, I might be late.
Yes. So they must give you accommodation, please. But these are details I expect the staff to sort out. I cannot be the chair of communications. I'm the chair of communications. I'm the chair of accommodation. I'm the chair of flights. Not right.
And we gave Mr. Lobby those things when he called us.
No, the problem is Mr. Lobby is never in these meetings. When did you see Mr. Lobby in these meetings?
He's lobbying.
Mr. Wolf is naughty.
Honorable members, Babalwa, can you please tell us when do we have our flights confirmed?
Chairperson, I just spoke to Mr. Lobby. He told me that he's at the office now liaising with the traveling agency. And then the traveling agents will send the flight details, including the accommodation, directly to the members' numbers. So they will get SMSs from the traveling agents. I think the members will get their flight details today or tomorrow morning.
It's Wednesday today, Babawa. Tomorrow's Thursday. People have to travel Friday. This is not respecting members. You seriously are not respecting the members. Honorable members, as I'm saying, we need to have tighter monitoring over SEPs, over our units, IPED, and I apologize that we have conducted our affairs the way we did. If I knew that this Chinese delegation's meeting is going to be so long, I would have insisted that their meeting happened yesterday. Because we are not taking our budget seriously. We still have minutes which we were supposed to pass. Babawa, can you tell me when are we going to pass the minutes?
Chair, can we pass the minutes next week, Wednesday?
Please. Babawa, there's something like please. Honorable members, I will look at the program and I'll come back to you. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson.